TJ, congratulations on your new contract and welcome back to Michigan.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be coming back to play football again in your home state?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's I think every kid's dream when they're growing up to play football for the team that they watched when they were kids. So Detroit has always been home to me and my wife and my family, and it just really means a lot to be here, spent full year round here in Michigan, raised my family in the city where I was raised. It really means a lot. I'm definitely excited about it.
You were deciding between three teams,
Yes.
Seattle, your former team, the Packers, and here. What tipped the scales in the Lions' favor for you?
I think when I factored in everything, the biggest thing was what's going to be best for my family. And obviously, living here my whole life, being raised here, there's no other place where I would want to raise my own children. And my son JJ is getting ready to start school now and starting to play sports. So I really thought that if we could be in one spot, he can really do that to the best of his ability and his potential, not having him to move around the country back and forth and doing all the travel. So and also I played 8 years in Green Bay. I missed a lot of time with my family around the area here. So I'm looking forward to making up on some missed time with everybody in the area and seeing my friends a lot more often, seeing my mom a lot more often, and just being around all the people that I love a lot more.
With all of that in mind, what was your reaction when the Lions came calling and you knew this was an opportunity for you?
I was excited. I really was. I was excited. It never really crossed my mind that I would play football anywhere else, but when Detroit called, it really got me thinking pretty heavy. And I was excited when I came in on the visit last Thursday. Met a lot of great people, a lot of great coaches. Talked to some of the players, and just such a positive vibe around the facility and around the building. And obviously, playing Detroit twice a year for the last 8 seasons, I kind of know what they're about. You know, it's definitely a one-time opportunity to come back and play for this team. And so when they called and when I got the news, I was definitely very intrigued by it.
What did your wife say about the possibility during this whole process of coming back here?
Yeah, she wants to be home. She wants to be home. She was all the travel back and forth throughout the last few years was really starting to weigh us down a little bit. We just bought a new house here in Michigan, and it's always tough to leave, you know, come season time. So she was excited to just settle down in one place and really just you know, just really start building our family here in Michigan, which is what has always been our goal. So it was a bittersweet day for me today, but she was very excited. I mean, tears of joy and couldn't be happier. She hasn't stopped smiling.
Was there any hesitation about it being a division rival, even though it's where you grew up?
Well, I think actually I thought about a lot about it, and really it's just the familiarity with the division. I've played, you know, the Vikings, we're going to play twice a year. Obviously, I'm very familiar with what Green Bay has over there. Play them twice a year, and then Chicago. So you know, being familiar with all three of those opponents, you know, definitely made the decision a little bit more comforting for me, knowing that I know what all those teams are about. So for me, it's not about holding a grudge or trying to get any payback. It's about just being here and enjoying my time here in Detroit and really looking forward to, you know, being a part of getting over the hump here in Detroit.
You said that you've gotten to talk to some players and coaches already. Who have you chatted with so far, and what's your impression?
I talked to Matthew Stafford a few times over the phone, and he was very honest with me. I had a lot of questions for him. Met him in person a couple times, and really just, I mean, it's my type of, I mean, obviously growing up here, it's just, I really got to feel it's just my type of town. It's my type of people around the facility, blue collar, hardworking type of group that just will do anything they have to do to win. And that's where I come from, and that's where I feel like I would fit in best. So I talked with him. I spoke with Coach Caldwell, Mr. Quinn, Coach Prince, the offensive line coach, a few other people, a lot of other people. I just got the same vibe. Everybody's just really hungry to you know, start a very good winning tradition around here, and it was something that I wanted to be a part of.
You're going from protecting Aaron Rodgers to now protecting Matthew Stafford. What are your impressions of him on the field?
I've always been impressed with what he's been able to do. Obviously, last year he was a guy who for a good majority of the year was being mentioned, you know, as a possible MVP candidate. So definitely, that was definitely an important part of my decision, as well as playing with a veteran quarterback who was a, you know, all-pro type player, MVP caliber player, who really, you know, just can control the offense and run the offense. And anything I can do to kind of bring my experience with me to help him along would go a great way, great long way. So that definitely had a lot to do with the decision. And I texted him a little bit this morning when I told him I made my decision, and he was pretty excited. So, and I know as linemen, when you've got a quarterback there who's accurate with the ball, who can move around the pocket a little bit, it makes your job up front a little bit easier. So I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, playing in front of him and blocking for him.
This has to be an exciting week for Matthew Stafford because of the moves the Lions have been making on that offensive line. What was your reaction when you saw they signed Rick Wagner last week?
It told me they're going all in to, you know, do what they have to do to build the core, especially on the offense, and protect the franchise quarterback. And I didn't know a lot about Ricky Wagner before I saw the signing. I hadn't really watched a lot of film of him, but met him last Thursday when he came into town to sign his contract, and had some conversations with him. And that was very intriguing to me as well, being able to play next to a guy of his caliber, you know, just such a great player. So, you know, it's all about, I know a lot of people disagree, but my theory is building a good football team, you got to start up front. And definitely, I think a lot of people around here feel the same way. And you could tell by the couple moves that we've made the last couple days. And very honored to be a part of that group, and was texting with a few guys this morning, Travis Swanson and Glasgow and Ricky again. And we just kept telling them, I can't wait to get to work with you guys. And we really do have the potential to be an elite group in this league. So I know all those guys are excited, and just can't wait to get to work with them.
Well, being in the division, you've probably seen a little bit more of the current players on the Lions roster than players on other teams. What has been your impression of some of the young guys that you're going to be playing with, Graham Glasgow and Taylor Decker and like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, you see what they did last year, and it's hard to come in as a young player and play that many games and play at a high level. And I know everybody has their growing pains, but I was really impressed with the way that they were able to shuffle guys around when an injury happened or somebody else needed to come in and play. And with Taylor Decker out there at left tackle, I mean, that guy's going to be a stud for many years to come in this league. And so it was really impressive because, you know, I know they had a fairly young group, switched a couple guys around in the line, and they still played at a high level. So, you know, I think that was something I spoke with Coach Prince about at length, was how young they are up front and how I could come in and kind of share my experience with those guys and, you know, just do everything I can to make it a better unit. And I really feel like with everything we've got now, all the pieces in place, that we could be one of the top units in the league.
There are some young guys on this line, but then obviously Rick is one of the more veterans, but you're going to come in and be the most veteran player on this offensive line. How do you expect that dynamic to play out, being the most veteran and also the newest?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to earn my stripes here. I mean, those guys have been here longer than me, besides Ricky. But, I'm looking forward to, you know, just kind of feeling out the dynamic of the room a little bit, getting to know each guy's personality and really just being myself, coming in and just helping out the young guys any way I can, answer as many questions as I can. I'm a guy who I've played all five positions on the line in a game in the NFL in the last 8 years, and it's tough duty, but I do have a lot of experience that I can share with those guys. So, you know, every group I've been around, you know, whether it's dating back to high school, the offensive line, it's a pretty common group. Guys like to have fun, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. And I'm just really looking forward to feeling everybody out, getting to know everybody, and just really having a good time, because that's what offensive line is about. I mean, they're not the guys who get a lot of credit when things go well, but that's the type of mentality you have to have. You got to lay it on the line, and you got to do anything it takes to let the team be successful and you know, ultimately get a win.
Have you gotten a chance to talk with anyone from the Ford family yet since you've been here?
I have. I spoke with Mrs. Ford a little bit this morning, and she was very excited not only about you know, me being able to come home, but just the direction of the team. And I think that really means a lot when you have obviously somebody who's in charge of most of the decision making, who is that passionate about what they do and that excited, you know, just about getting football back. And I spoke with her, and it was really, really a great conversation. We spoke for just a couple minutes, but I know she's definitely excited with what's going on here, and hopefully get a chance to meet her soon.
What are your expectations for not only this line, but for this team in 2017?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, we're a little over a month away from, you know, coming back for the off-season program. So another couple weeks for everybody to, you know, finish their own off-season workouts before we get together as a unit. But a couple different faces coming in with Ricky and I. It's going to take a little bit of time to build some chemistry as a unit. But hopefully, I think just speaking with those guys this morning, everybody's just really excited about the direction we're headed. And when I told them that we can be an elite unit, you know, I wasn't lying to them. I really do believe that with the talent that we have. So it's going to take a lot of work out of us, no doubt about that. Starting in, you know, April 17th when we get back, going to have to spend a lot of time with each other, building those relationships and building that chemistry. But the expectation is to go out there and be one of the best units in the NFL.
Well, congratulations once again, and welcome home.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.